She's drawn inside, but this time going two turns, which means that as soon as they hit the first turn, she's in the garden spot. The other is that, look at the improvement of it. She gets beat in a maiden 50, although Miss Tompai came right back to win an allowance race out of there. But she stepped up from maiden 50 into a straight maiden race and improved again. Now, you like horses that are showing improvement like that. And chances are, she's going to improve again in here. Point made. We'll just go on. Yes?
Look, the trainer acts so much way you risk it for a price.
I think probably you know that you can run that way. But you know he likes you now because he wouldn't put her back in the way. I saw Wanda Ray run a little bit last time. She's got a nice... Wanda Ray would have a chance in here, yeah.
We're now going into the seventh race to handicap.
She ran evenly. She beat seven horses. So she would have a chance if you were covering a triple, Wanda Ray. The point I'm making on Picture Princes is just the combination, the improvement, and the bias and what happens to them when they're on the inside. On the other hand, Wanda Ray is a definite contender for sure. All right, let's go to the sixth, seventh race. It just might be. Okay, this is a non-winners of three. Non-winners of three races on the main plane. The park with this race, we're talking about some serious speed. Now, 193. The 6.5 furlong par, in case we have somebody that came out of a 6.5, is 116 flat. Okay. Oops, we have one out of a 7. The 7 furlong par is 122 and 1. Okay. So we'll start with a horse that is seriously disadvantaged by being down on the inside. Is there a strong selection in here? Yeah, there is. We'll start with Golden Gun. Let's look at Golden Gauntlet for a minute. Is this horse, what's his running style?
Crescent.
We're going to take care of a couple of points in here. Would he be contender at this level?
Yes.
Temptation Time, what's his running style?
Early pressure.
Okay. Is he in any kind of form at all?
No.
Now, it's no disgrace to be beaten badly by a Olympic prospect, but to be beaten that badly is disgraceful. That's often his layoff. You look for a little bit more in that comeback. You're going to have to look at him another race before you decide you want to go back and use one of his better races. Tommy the Hawk. Here's a horse coming off of a fairly long layoff, 8 months.
He never would see.
Can he win this kind of a race?
He'll be pressing.
Well,
he's totally a young winner.
What was the number exact?
Okay, let me tell you something about Tommy the Hawk. See that race on June 20th? That was the numbers of one. He's eligible for, and just trust me when I say that. He's eligible for numbers of two. Okay, now look at his numbers of two attempts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. He was close in all 7 of those without being able to win, but he was never really supported in the mutual. Now he's in a numbers of three, which is a level better than that, and it's 2 lengths on the par chart better than that. Okay. Is he a serious contender in here? Is he in to be raced back in the condition?
Yes.
I think he's being raced back in the condition. Okay. I would say he's being raced back in the condition. What's his style?
Pressure.
He's kind of a pressure closer. Because in some of his races, even though he was 4th on October 10th, there was only a 6-horse field. On October 24th, he was 5th in a 6-horse field. So he's kind of a presser closer. of a fraction did he get to the half inch?
45, 45.2.
About 45.2, 45.3, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody disagree with that? All right, let's choose 45 and 2. Let's back up to temptation time in his last race. What did he do? 45 and 2?
Yep.
He could definitely get there quicker than that, though, can't he?
Yeah.
Best races say, though, the he gets there quicker than that.
Yeah.
Golden Continent, what does he hit the half in?
45 and 2.
I think realistically it's 45 and 2 because in his last four or five races, only one time did he crack that. Is that acceptable?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you'd gone through this process yesterday in the seventh race with the Bolshear Mega Single race, you had the advantage of Bolshear being drawn on the outside, and the only horse that could get closer than 45 and 2, he could go 45, 44, 4, and nobody else could do better than 45 and 2, and that horse was down on the inside. That was Mega Single. So go through this process, because some horses liable to sit there and say, this horse could do 44 and 3 and finish, everybody else does 45 and 2, and that is a major disadvantage. Pewter, is he a contender here?
Yes.
Okay, what presser, what running style? Presser?
He must be a presser.
Early presser.
Early presser.
He can do both. Okay, what will he hit the half in?
45 and 1.
All right, I'd say 40, on his comeback race on March 13th, I bet against him with Tomokomo, but I used him as one of the two horses, even though I only played Tomokomo. That was Aaron Hess's first seminar. Who was that then? No, Jim was. Anyway, he just kind of laid off, and that pace, for some reason, was slow because Tomokomo won 44-1 in his next race. I would say that 45 flat ought to be about his right number. Anybody have any problem with that? Because in his last race, he's breaking down. This is another thing. Here's a 4 or 5 shot, right? Guess which post he's in on June 10th, that night racing? He's in the 1 post. There is another beaten favorite out of the inside. Okay. He's just, you know, you gotta look at his last race and say, Golden Gauntlet beat him last time, but on the other hand, Golden Gauntlet was drawn outside of him. Not a long way outside of him, it was only a 6-horse field. And nevertheless, Pewter was stuck down on the right bar. So we go 45 with him. Lucky Macedado.
Early.
He's in early, right?
45.
All right, let's look at him for a minute. What is he?
45.
Okay. Yeah, this is a tricky one. This is a tricky one.
45.
What, if Lucky Macedado is going to win this race, what does he have to do? But what fraction does he have to record if he's going to win this race? No. Look at what happens to him when he cracks 45. When he does better than 45. Look at him. Look what happens to him. He needs a soft, he runs big numbers when he gets a soft pace. In this race, if Pewter goes 45, or the other day he's got to go 44 and 4, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's better than 45.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
All right. For him to run his best race, we're going to say he'll have to go 45 flat and get clear. He's not going to do that. All right. I'm going to mark him at 45 in here, recognizing that he may go 44 and 4 just to get in front. But if he does that, it's like Ann Justice. Okay. We decided today that if he has to go better than 45 and 1, he's probably not going to be around. Well, now it becomes a definite statement he wasn't around. My voice is going. What about Mount Munch?
Scratch.
I didn't hit that scratch.
I didn't scratch.
It might as well be. I mean, what can you do for him? It probably can run a little, but there's nothing you can do for it here. You just have to lay it to rest.
He's a little anxious. I don't like him. No,
I'm not. Oh, if you like him.
I don't like him, though.
But if you did?
Yes. It's like JBR's dream. I had to have side bet to think that I couldn't justify putting him in the
That's the way to play. And that's with whoever went, several people went for flying lessons today too. But the point was, you only hold him aside and make him one of your two horses if you want to do that. But you don't bet just enough on him to get your money back. You be aggressive, you bet enough on him to make a profit. Okay, Dickers Rest. Well, he's beaten 3 3/4 lengths of 122-1, which is par for this level. And he was advantaged by the outside, but he still got himself in trouble.
He's very good at knowing your ability.
The race before, maybe. The race before that was at this level. And at 38-1, he was never in the race. He picked up some horses. This seems like a slow horse. Now, I'll leave him in here if you want. In my own handicapping, that's what we're trying to illustrate, I would eliminate Dickers Rest that quick.
There you go.
Okay.
Me too.
Now, we wind up with Lucky Macedado, Pewter, Golden Gauntlet. Who else do we have? Do we have Tommy the Hunter or not?
Tommy's up.
Okay, Tommy's over his conditions. Just on these last races, he's down under, if he's able to go 45.5 down under rail. And he's going to have to do that because somebody's going to have to police like he lost it out. And if you do that, he's a gone man. Okay. But he's a very nice horse. And he won off the rail last night. But he got to go 22-2, and you will not get many races at this level to go 22-2 in many races. That's ridiculous. So they're going to force him to 21-4 to 22-5. He's game, though.
He's game.
Oh. All right, we have three horses this time, folks.
Yeah. Easy one.
Would anybody, is anybody halfway interested in using Tommy the Hawk as a place horse? You are?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want to put him in the computer?
No.
No, just pull him aside. We just go back and look at one of his races got last one. Yeah, if somebody's got all the variants, yeah. Okay. He's really not. In my own handicap, he would not be a threat to win this race. So by using him with the possibility of being second, for one thing, he matches up pretty decent with Golden Gauntlet in terms of where they're going to be at second call. Golden Gauntlet takes a false step anywhere along the way, he'll be in front of him. And I don't like Tommy Hawk to win the race, but if somebody else manages to do it, he could wind up second. Okay. If Lucky Macedado has to go 21-3, 44-3, there's a good chance that he'll pull, because he gets beat pretty bad when he has to go this fast. Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Who's?
The way Tommy the Hawk lives, that's great. Mm-hmm. 5 days, 3 days, 2 days, and then he does more than 1 day.
That's kind of strange. It really is a strange pattern. Okay. All right, Lucky Macedado, which race you want to use, folks? Okay. How about Pewter? Okay. All right, now I'm going to tell you something about Pewter. When you might want to use his last race because you haven't got a whole lot of choice in here. But his last race, it's the same thing we did earlier when we excused the race down in the rail. Pewter was really had the worst of all worlds last time. If you're going to use Pewter, this is a 6 furlong race. He went 7 last time. He was still in front at the end of 6 furlongs. I would use the 6 furlong beaten lengths for this race.
You wouldn't get the tandem with
those. Same difference. Same difference. That's not as reliable as using the actual time. Because the variant I'm going to give you is based on the 7 furlongs, not on that 109-4. When it occurs between the 5 furlong and the 7 furlong, when you grab that middle one, that is not quite on the money in terms of actual time. It's not the best way to play it.
Just don't use the
I'm just going to use the big mics, then I have the full value of the race he was in, I get the full value of the variant that he was in, the 109 and 4 won't reflect the variant for that race.
So how do you punch it in?
You punch in 7 furlongs, 22-2, 45, 122 and 1, beat mics 1, 1 and a half and none. Or what minute hold it? Half and none. Okay? That's right, or give him Golden Gauntlet's beat mics, it's a hit. Okay. Because at the end of 6 furlongs of that race, Pewter and Golden Gauntlet were dead even, and Pewter was 4-5 and stuck in the way on the way. Okay, now he'll probably run much better compared to his last race. Now let's get to this. Lucky Masuda, what's the variant on June 12th for the 6th?
Plus 1.5.
What about the Pewter race, June 11th and the 3rd?
Plus 2.
Golden Gauntlet is plus 2 also.
Yeah, both plus 1.
Okay. Don is going to run this race, and then we're going to take a look at it. Sure it is. Well, I think one horse kind of has an advantage here. Pewter, it has the advantage. Because he's got about a 2-length edge on Golden Gauntlet, and he's really a tough horse. Coming off the rail, he's going to be better. Alright, folks, let me tell you something about this race before you go too much further. See these 59s, 58 90s, 58 68s? These are going to be 60s today. And all three of those horses you saw at 22 and 2 quarter, which just meant nobody really wanted to lead at the quarter, which is why Lucky Macedano managed to win. But nevertheless, did he win or run second? All right, which is why he held on so well. These numbers are low because they were being rated. I mean, you don't see that very often. Just be aware that these are going to be like 60s. Look at this race for a minute and figure out who's going to be in front early.
Well, I think Pewter.
Okay. I think Lucky Masudata will probably get a little bit in front of Pewter. Okay, because Pewter's can tend to be either thing, early or sustained, and Lucky Masudato is content only to be early. Okay? So let's recognize that these two horses are going to be out in front, probably pretty close together, and Golden Gauntlet, most of me threw out of here before I did too keen about that. Probably Golden Gauntlet will be third, and maybe Tommy the Hawk and Temptation Time might be sitting fourth. Into the second fraction, turn time in Southern California especially is a very important factor. The ability to accelerate on a turn wins a lot of races. It also indicates when a horse is sharp or when a horse is going off form. And if you look at this particular race, you can understand why Lucky Macedano got to the wire when he did last time, almost winning. Because he got to go so slow here, he was able to accelerate somewhat in here, kind of get away a little bit from the field, and then they got it. Can he pull that off with Pewter here?
No.
I don't think so. Pewter's running style is early / presser, right?
Yes.
Now I'm going to make a little case for Pewter in here, although I can see him getting beat because he got beat last time at 4-5. But I'll make a little case for him in here. I've said that several other times. The most reliable play you can make out here is early / presser, because they can do both. They're not subject to being sacrificed early or getting too far behind. They do both. And when they're in the right spot and can be right on the other horses, they're really tough. Pewter's going to be tough in here.
He came out of the one hole last time.
And he came out of the one hole last time. So this race, this race fraction, which we cut down to the beat length of the stretch call, this represents running down on the rail, too. And that's not the place to be in. At 4-5, he got himself beat. Now, Golden Gauntlet is no slouch. Okay? He's the best closer of the three because this 53-66, if he wants to stay in front of Pewter through this fraction, it's going to knock that one way down. Now, Golden Gauntlet doesn't have to sit in front of anybody during that. He'll just continue his own way and his fractions are pretty legitimate. Pewter's, I think, are pretty legitimate. But he'll have to get that up to the 5860 or 59 category to be able to do that. Now, in truth, he'll have gone 60 here, and this number will be a little less. But that number is a little bogus, because if you let them go long enough on an easy pace, they're going to come home fast. And when they do that, you wind up with somebody like Ann Justice, who comes up with 131 or something in your numbers, and you know he's not a 131. Now, Lucky Rossignano, to get this thing, is going to have to run faster than he did last time. It's going to knock his last fraction down. But he's dead game, so he's really a nice horse. Who would you like to play in this race? All right. How many would put Pewter on top of you? Okay. How many would put Golden Gauntlet on top? How many would put Lucky Macedato on top?
You would do that.
Okay.
Would this be a one horse race?
At the price it's going to be.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. That's not why we're here. For me, it might be. It might be. I really like Pewter. I think he's outclassed. And for him to be able to run the kind of fractions he'll have to run, it's not going to help him a whole lot. Because every time he has to crack 45, he's gone. He has nothing down the stretch. And Pewter should make him do this. The only question you got about Pewter is he as good as he once was? And I think he probably is. The same players here are Pewter and Golden Gauntlet. Now, if you go to Pewter, you get an advantage of one thing. You get a price today, because Golden Gauntlet is the horse of the consensus. Last time we met, Pewter was 4-5. The Pewter was stuck in the one post. And now, by virtue of that, being beaten by Golden Gauntlet, the odds go the other way. Now, this horse actually figures to improve. Golden Gauntlet's not going to improve. He might run the same race. He's not going to improve all that. So now you get the advantage. If you go to Pewter, you get the advantage of the price you should have had on it the first time. No, I'd probably play this race. I would probably play it. If Pewter looked good to me on the racetrack, I'd probably play. Okay? Recognizing that Golden Gauntlet is clearly the second horse in here can win. And Lucky Macedato, he might be out of finals. He's game. But if he has to go as fast as it looks like he'll have to go, he may not be around again, because he doesn't handle real heat. So, everybody, one of our horses is Pewter, and the other horse, depending on who you are, is either Golden Galaxy or Lucky Macedo. Yes? You can put him in a place, sure. Now, that's it. Tommy the Hawk. All right, somebody asked about graded races. Who was that? Who asked about the graded races? All right. And how they compare country to country? A Group 1 race in England and France is about equivalent to a group Grade 1 race in the United States. They're every bit as good. When you go to Group 2 versus Grade 2, they're still pretty good. When you go to Group 3 in Europe, this is my allowance race here. The Group 3s is the one. When you start getting horses that were running strictly in Group 3s in Europe, they don't really stack up against the Group 3 and Group 2s here. The Group 1, Group 2 do. And that's for France and England. You really have to be careful. In Ireland, the horses that were running in Grade 1 races, if they were running strictly in Ireland, are running against lesser horses. Horses in Germany and Italy, the same thing. So as far as France and England are concerned, that transfers very nicely. If they're from South America, don't put any stock at all in those Grade 1 races. None at all. Some very few horses from South America do well here, first time out or so. Once we get into it, but this meeting did very well. But very seldom do they. Gary Jones had one, and a horse called Maya Cora did well. But then they shipped her back east as a heavy favorite back in Churchill. She ran horrible. She was just one race ahead of herself. The South American horses, it's better to take a look and see what they do first. They take a long time back.
How about these horses shipping from New Zealand or Australia?
Same as Germany and Italy. Well, very seldom do they win. It takes a long time for them to really get good here, if they ever do.
Apparently because of the hemisphere, they get a different season down there, and they're supposed to grow differently, and it takes supposedly about a year for them to...
It's a long time.
The reason I asked that,
If that horse, money, or cruiser, or whatever, was scratched, if you would put any stock in, that you want to train one race and train three races, hardly any.
Well, not so much, because in here, these are good, these are not always the police, these are fast horses. Most of those horses, when they come here, and these horses run against them, they fall so far behind them early, they don't know what, you know, they don't know what was in front of them. Because they're not used to running those kinds of fractions. And so, on the turf course, this horse might have been a real life threat. But on the dirt, you're a lot better off just not playing. And some of them did that, and very seldom did they ever win, it's true.
That's the message from the enemy. This is, here's your competition, folks, and I thought we just only made a few of them, so put one in each row. Pass it down, that's a message from an expert.
I get mail from this guy every once in a while.
And he's your competition.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Just take one a row, and it's better than that.
Who is this guy?
This guy is your expert, sells absolutely guaranteed to make you 100% on your investment, given the...
I get this through this by mail.
Everybody take a look at it.
I get things from it, too.
And remember where you heard it, folks.
It just says, you must never look back at a race to find out why you lost.
Didn't you put this in one of the manuals? No, I'm going to, though. I swear I read this before.
Well, I have something else.
To see the power of your enemy.
See, I'm how free you
are. Claudia, that doesn't mean you're supposed to take it. No, it's for Mr. Webb, not from us. Don't pull that back to us now.
I believe everything I read about horse racing, particularly for promising 100%.
Did you get the one the other day, the hidden code?
Yeah, yes. I know the hidden code.
Yeah.
That's the second fraction.
Have you ever met that?
Who wants to take a 15-minute break? Who wants to take a 15-minute break?
We do.
Enough hands to do.
Don't the horse go out and raise his voice, it's going.
It is going fast. Such a strong opinion, like the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness. I've managed to get, I think most of you already know, I managed to get winning colors at a big price early on. And I happened to get her in the Kentucky Derby. That's the way you make money on a race like that. I mean, you don't, day in and day out, you don't just handicap them and bet. In this particular race, who ought to win the race just based on what they've done so far?
Jeannie Jones.
Okay, she really ought to win it, right? Are you going to get, if you back her in this race, are you going to be rewarded for that backing?
No.
Okay, so now what you do, she's the logical winner of this race. If you handicap around her and try to beat her, I would recommend that doing that with side bets. Unless you have a very strong opinion on somebody, I would back somebody to beat this kind of a guy in this race with serious money. If you wanted to play in it, and you wanted to get away from the obvious horse, Ginny Jones, you look for somebody that hasn't been tested and failed in this kind of a race. Look through this bunch, and you'll see that Hasty Pasty's been running in stakes races for quite a while. And basically, the horse is kind of, has been a failure. It has had one good race down the hill in March, but basically, this horse has never even been a threat to win the race past the two-year-old season at the eighth pole. Okay. And really, the eighth pole is critical here. If a horse is in position to win the race at the eighth pole, then you can say, with a little better sailing, a little more talent, the horse is capable of winning a race like that. But when you look down Hasty Pasty's record, even though she's been trying to nothing but stakes, she really shouldn't win this race. Look at Tap Your Toes here. This horse has got some class, but how'd you like to be backing her in this race to beat Ginny Jones? Little barn fly. Do you really suppose this horse has got the class so far to beat Ginny Jones? You know, she was tried in the Crowning Glory Stakes, which can't be much. Blue Jean Baby, affordable price, Jerry and Jogo.
Hey, she's getting Shoemaker today. She can pick up 21 lengths. Yeah.
There you go. And in truth, she met a horse in here that, now this is the kind of horse that you might give a thought to, and that's a horse like Flying.